Yeah.
Oh.
I'm recording now.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I'm recording now.
Now I'm recording. Now I am.
Oh, I'm recording now.
I really am recording.
I am recording.
Look who's recording now.
Look who's recording now, too. yeah, listen up, babies. We are the Hunks Podcast, and you're probably thinking to yourself, hang on a second, I thought this podcast came out every 2 weeks. What the heck is going on, man? is my computer broken, man? Oh no. This is an extra episode. I don't like it.
Then don't listen to it.
Then let me be clear. Do not listen to it if you don't want an extra episode.
Or maybe give us a chance. Just give us a chance.
No,
you know?
No. You're in or you're out.
Okay, fine.
You're on board now or you're no. We're gonna start doing some little shorty episodes where it's just the 1, 2, 3, 4 of us. And then you know, the full length guest episodes. The last one you heard last week, Matt O'Brien. Ooh, how much fun was that, huh? Ooh. And this is gonna be
And I'm
kind
glad
of a,
that I learned beforehand that it was actually pronounced O'Brien and not O'Brien. Boy, that would have been embarrassing.
That would have been really embarrassing.
Matt O'Brien.
You would have called him O'Brien. He probably would have just closed his computer, turned around,
taken a big dump on his own computer,
and then sent us the file.
The last time someone calls me O'Brien.
Ow!
I swear I had one. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, no. It's just a fart.
Wait. No.
Anyways.
So this is a chance just for the four of us to get caught up on the important issues of the day, be it politics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Be it sports. Yep.
Yes.
Be it religion, be it human trafficking.
yeah, let's start there, I think. Human trafficking, yay or nay?
Yeah, for or against it.
For or against, Rory.
I'm like for mass transit, but...
as far as I know... As far as I know... it's when a cop goes in the street and tells
one
you where to go, right?
Takes over for the streetlights. Yeah, they give the streetlights a break. That's what it is, right?
And I'm fiercely against it.
Streetlights don't work. Looks like I'm in charge.
Oh, man. I don't know what
now
song
that
was.
Now, that was to Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Street Rat.
Wow.
Street Rat.
I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. This is... Yeah.
Wow.
Street lights don't work. I'm a big jerk. Don't you know that I need daddy? We're not here for Disney songs, obviously. We're here to give you an update. Okay, so let's say a very special happy birthday to Vicky. Who celebrated a birthday recently. It's just a random listener of the Hunks Podcast. Let's say...
Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, baby. you guys hear this? All the stuff that's going on about Twitter?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Oh, yeah.
So Twitter is imploding.
I'd love it if we just spent 20 minutes introducing news headlines. Let's get into it.
I don't even understand the Twitter thing. I don't understand how it's imploding. I don't understand what so many people do at Twitter. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand what people's jobs at Twitter are. I don't understand computers. I don't understand electricity.
How is Twitter more than one person?
He just turns
explain
it on.
That to me.
I know. I don't.
He turns on the computer. Turns on the Twitter computer every day.
Yeah.
I barely understand how a toilet works. Twitter. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to go away. I can't imagine.
I don't understand it all. How is its existence even threatened? I don't understand.
It's a fake threat. I feel like Twitter is like the internet version of the radio. You know, everyone's like, oh, television's here, YouTube.
That's how it's like radio.
It's gonna kill the radio star.
Look, I've stayed away from Twitter because I generally don't like not understanding things. And I don't, like, I get that it's like, yeah, okay, every time I look at it, I get overwhelmed, you know? I don't know how to make it what I want to see. And I don't want to put the time into that.
No.
I keep a wide berth, okay?
Yeah.
Instagram, I get. I like looking at pictures. I do. Mm. I like looking at pictures. It's worth it for me. Mm. Reading words? I mean, I guess you could say that I have read words in the past. Sure.
You could but say that.
You could say.
All right, let's get into it.
You could say a lot
read,
of things.
I've read my fair share of words. Fine. But do I do that? Do I want that to stress me out? I don't think so.
Right.
Guys, we're getting to the bottom of this.
We are. You know, we really are. We really
and
are.
I don't understand what makes Instagram so much better than Twitter.
Oh, no. They're both hellscapes. They're both terrible.
But I think we all agree, though, that Twitter is more of a hellscape.
Mm-hmm.
Do we agree with that?
With Twitter, you can type out the word boobs. Okay. Now I can imagine some boobs.
Okay. Sure. But Instagram.
You can show me the boobs.
Yeah. Right. If you type up boobs in the search field, you're going to find some boobs.
Right.
You're going to find some boobs.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm mainly on Instagram for the home decor. And that's just not what Twitter's about. Okay. Mm. I go to Instagram because I want to look at pretty pictures of people's nice mantles. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm there for.
Okay.
I don't get that out of Twitter. You know?
Totally.
And all of the best stuff on Twitter, you get on Instagram anyway.
Yeah,
people screenshot it and they put it on. They put it on Instagram. Yeah, yes. So I feel like I'm really getting the best of everything already. It's the same thing with all of the best TikTok. Everything's TikTok now, anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I
ticking the tick. They're talking the talk.
Yeah. I actually really like TikTok. Can I be real? I actually like it.
It's nonstop America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck you want it to be. And you could say that about Twitter. Could you? I don't know. No, I'm not on
not
it.
Not really. Not in the same way.
No. Not in the same way, no.
It's easier to filter out what you want, you know? Because I'm there for cooking. I'm there for home decor. I'm there for funniest home videos. You want a dog that doesn't like getting out of bed? Go to TikTok, baby.
Oh,
it's
hilarious. Yeah, it is funny.
I've never been to TikTok.
Never been to TikTok?
They'll welcome you with open arms.
Buddy, the cat videos are unstoppable.
Cat videos, dog videos, people falling, pranks.
Little Irish recipes, toddler videos.
Little Irish toddlers. The little Irish accents.
It sounds good.
It is great.
It's pretty good.
You just got to stick to it and don't fuck with your algorithm. The minute you get any sort of like car video in there or something, there go your cat videos.
Yeah. TikTok
but
is.
I think that TikTok you can figure that out. You can just like look up more cat videos, and then they'll be like, "Oh, he's into cat videos now."
I guess, but who wants to fix their algorithm?
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to tinker around in there. Leave it. Ooh. Well, I guess that's a good lesson for us. We should be talking about real shit. Because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
What else don't we understand?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't understand most things. I'm usually too busy watching videos of Irish toddlers.
Yeah. Do you really think rocket science is that difficult?
No, I don't. Here's the thing.
You know, because like someone's like, oh, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Yeah. It's like,
blow some shit up and it goes in the sky.
Yeah, you're a glorified fucking fireworks salesman.
Salesman.
Who are they selling to? They just have a school bus on the side of a country road.
Yeah, why is it always school buses painted on it? Sell fireworks?
It is always school buses, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Winnipeg or Manitoba, like specific. I don't know, but I feel like I've seen. Like, is school buses like the international waters for selling illegal fireworks?
where are people getting all these decommissioned school buses?
Yeah, good point.
Seems do like the school bus drivers, do they own those buses?
No.
Because
no. They're owned by the district.
The district.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. The reason that I asked that is because our school bus driver had it at her place.
You were rural.
Yeah, but that's probably just a, like, you know, convenience thing.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
She probably didn't drive it around to get groceries.
I've never thought about it before. Like, this is the first time I'm talking about it as I'm thinking about it. Obviously, yeah. I feel stupid for thinking that she owned it.
No.
But, like, it was a thought that I had as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. And that I didn't realize carried over that she owned a school bus.
Well, the same way you think your teachers live at school.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure. Okay, I don't think that the two are exactly the same. Like, I don't think that thinking that she owned her school bus is as ridiculous.
You're right. It is a more mature thought.
Thank you. Thank you.
Barely.
I guess you could. I guess these fireworks owners who have their own school bus could start a competing school bus business.
That's the thing. They go to all the parents and they're like, come on, sign your kid up for my bus. Got fireworks. They're going to love it.
All the fireworks they can eat.
Maybe they are the school bus drivers who own them.
Oh.
And then in the summertime, what they do, because you only see those fireworks things in the summertime. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? They got no kids to drop off. They're fireworks
right.
trucks
That's
now.
Right. Yes. Oh my God. How embarrassing would that be if they pulled up to a school and dropped off a whole bunch of fireworks and then the fireworks have to show up and write the tests.
Yeah. And then they were shooting a bunch of kids into space.
Space.
I'm telling you, like a rocket scientist, like what the fuck does a rocket scientist do? Like you hit a goddamn button and the fucking tube of fire goes up into the sky.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, oh, it's going to go up. Oh, yeah. I figured it out. It's going to go up.
Yeah. Yeah. None of us thought space was down.
I did hear T-Pain. I think we've talked about T-Pain a few times on this podcast.
Musician?
The musician. He's got his own podcast. Mm-hmm. I won't plug it here. he doesn't need it. But he was talking about the Flat Earth Society. And sometimes he likes to kind of believe that the earth is flat and wonder what is underneath the earth.
Okay.
Hmm. Like, what are they hiding under there?
Oh, okay.
Under there?
School buses, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Under
the earth? If the earth is flat?
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
But, like, okay, if you believe the earth is flat, do you think space isn't real? Like, what is your perception of the universe then? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because it doesn't, if you believe that everything else about, like, physics in the universe, that the earth rotates around the sun, all that stuff, you'd have to not believe that, I feel. Because it wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Mm-hmm. The whole rotation of everything, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. Do they think the sun is round?
Right, it just falls apart so fast.
They must because they can see the sun and the moon, so those are round.
Or do they think it's like a Truman Show situation where it's just like a big lamp?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know that they've thought this out.
Yeah, I doubt that they've really thought about it.
I feel like they just want a group to belong to.
They want an identity so bad.
Why is that the group?
I don't know.
It's the strangest thing. I don't know what their end game is. I've never understood it.
We probably got shunned by a rocket scientist at some point. Never recovered emotionally.
Like the easiest way to end an argument with a flat earther would just be to say, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And then they got, and they're like, okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, exactly. So let's catch up a little bit. So
rocket science done. Twitter
science.
We figured out fireworks.
Solved them.
Current news.
We know who owns the school buses.
Yeah. The district owns the school bus, probably. Although maybe that's my new cult.
Though
maybe
my is cult a case to is be made. Be,
yeah, my cult is going to be, I think that each school bus driver owns their own bus. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone will, because I don't think anyone cares.
So, okay, we got that covered.
Yes.
Religion. Does anyone believe in anything?
Yeah. No. Nothing. Zero. Yeah. Still.
Me neither.
Nothing.
What's Rory? You listening to Rancid still?
A little bit, but now on. I'm into Death Grips. Now I'm going hard on Death Grips for a while. Yeah.
That's a cool ass name for a band.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
Is it metal?
It's like noise rap, noise hip hop, avant-garde hip hop. Yeah, it's fucked.
Oh,
it's cool.
My God.
It rules.
Like similar to Body Count? Or
No. Body Count is like metal with like rap vocals.
Yeah.
Death Grips is like fucking weird. It's good.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you sing a few tunes?
No.
Yeah, could you hum a few tunes?
Yeah.
Just give us the general melody.
There isn't one, and that's the point.
Ooh.
Give it a shot. Okay.
What is it about that style of music do you think that you like? Do you think it's the math of it? Do you think it's
no? I mean,
that
I
is different.
You really want me to talk about noise?
A little bit,
okay.
Can you be a fireworks salesman for noise?
I got super sick of music about, I don't know, like 15 years ago or so.
Okay,
I was like, I mean, I've always been into metal and like abrasive stuff, but
yeah,
I got sick of song structure and literally just started. I was like, I'm gonna find noise instead. And
interesting.
It's I'm back into music now, but I also like noise.
You still love
and you
noise.
Prefer that to silence, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big time. Yeah,
where are we on silence, the four of us?
No,
okay, yeah, what's everyone None. Think about silence?
I have a hard time with silence.
You know what, today I'll give you an example. I've been walking to work, okay? It's a half an hour long walk. And I look forward to the walk because then I get to catch up on podcasts. I've been in a podcast phase instead of music. Mm-hmm. Now, on my way back from work, walking back, half an hour long walk, I did not listen to anything.
Mm.
And so it wasn't, while it wasn't full silence, it was, I feel like I noticed more and it was nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed more about, I used my eyes more.
Sure. Did you have your headphones on still?
Experiencing the world around you?
No, I didn't wear my headphones.
Mm. Interesting.
That's it. That's my take on silence.
You love silence, Matt?
Big, big, big lover of silence.
Yeah. Well,
have you ever done an isolation chamber?
No. Well, I've done like
a float tank?
Yeah. I've done a float.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I think I would be better at the float now.
You had a hard time with it before?
Yeah, I kept swimming.
Just doing laps.
Kept bonking your head.
Thrashing around. Yeah, I love silence. Sometimes I'll just car rides. I'll do the no music thing.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. No, I'm a music or podcast less in a car ride. I prefer music on a car ride for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I love talk radio.
Really?
Conservative
talk radio.
Conservative talk radio.
Yeah, because I can tune in and out, and also it's just like it is impressive that these broadcasters, and maybe it's a dying art form, or it's just like not as popular as it once was, or I guess like because I mean podcasts are like the new talk radio, I suppose, but none of us are any good at talking. good.
Yeah.
We're terrible.
You know, like none of us have like broadcasting skills. We're just a bunch of bozos
who decided
to record our dumbasses and release it to the public. Thinking that's okay. Like it's
I'm
okay.
I really learned. Like I feel like I've really learned in the past like few months how so stupid I am. You know? Like I'm so fucking dumb. What are you gonna do?
If you listen to talk radio, these people are so good at just continuously talking without saying us or ums.
Mm.
Having an opinion on something, no matter what it is, small or big.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or maybe not even an opinion, but just a little something to say. You know?
Something to say. Yeah, maybe not an opinion. Just talk around the issue.
Yeah.
Enough that it is interesting to talk, to listen to.
Yeah.
And it keeps the ball in the air, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been enjoying talk radio recently.
Mm.
And then there's like cool names in talk radio, like... Remember that that old? I mean, he hosts a YouTube show now that's also a podcast, but his name is Hustler. It used to be a radio show, Hustler and Lawless.
Yeah, yes.
No, don't remember.
They're like sports broadcaster type guys, but they're just
sounds
like
familiar. But
they could just talk forever, and their names are Hustler and Lawless.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one guy's name was
I don't think that's their real name.
Well, the one guy's last name was Gary Lawless, and he works in Las Vegas now.
Oh, that's the perfect name to go in front of Lawless.
The other guy's name
Hustler
is
T Magazine. Hustler T-shirt for that.
Hustler T Magazine.
Ronnie Swank. Ronnie Swank in the morning with college boobs on and weather.
We're coming live to you with college boobs.
College boobs.
So this episode is coming out, if you can believe it, on the 4th of December.
Yeah. Remember.
Mm-hmm. I know, me too. I was thinking the same thing. Fuck.
Obviously.
Remember how stupid I was, like, no, I was saying say I was? I'm too stupid.
You should take IQ tests.
No, I won't.
We should.
Yes, we should.
Let's do it live on the podcast.
We should do that purity test too.
Definitely. So, anyways, listener, this is a little bit of a sample of what you're going to get every other week. It's going to be a shorter episode. It's going to be just the four of us. The next episode that we do, we are going to do the purity test.
Yeah, the rice purity
test. All right, look. Okay, I may be stupid. Okay, I may be stupid, but yes. I'm not so stupid that I would do something that would purposefully make myself feel bad. Okay? I'm not going to do an IQ test. I don't want to do a purity test because I feel like either way, it's just going to make me feel bad. I'm just going to feel bad about myself.
Matt, can you explain what this purity test is?
Yes.
Stupid, so I'm not dumb.
The purity test was developed in the 30s by Rice University for their women students to take to see how pure they were. And it's been updated slightly over the years. They don't really use it anymore, I don't think, obviously. But so basically you answer 100 questions
about
all the sort of
checking it.
Debaucherous things that you've done, and it gives you a score out of 100. And the lower your score is, the more impure you are.
Yes.
So I got a 37 out of 100.
Woohoo! Whoa, nice. Okay.
Out of 100.
Did anyone else do it?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Do you think it would be bad to do it on the podcast?
It's a little bit time consuming to.
Probably.
You should do it not on the podcast.
Okay. Okay. So for the next episode, we'll all do purity tests.
Oh, I just did mine. Mine's also the same as Matt's. It's 37.
Oh, okay.
It's the same one. So,
okay. Oh,
there we go. I did it.
Oh,
okay. What do you know? I have the same IQ. It's also 37. I just did it.
Okay, well, on the next episode, Rory and I will reveal our purity scores.
I might do it. I'll do it. I don't want to do the IQ, though.
Sure. You'll get a sense of what you're getting yourself into there.
Thank you so much for listening in.
Hey, we love you.
Tune in next time to see how pure we are.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.